Dr. Pinsky dictating a stat report on February 11 on a female named Beverly, B-E-V-E-R-L-Y, Baldwin, B-A-L-D-W-I-N. As you know, I previously evaluated Ms. Baldwin, as described in the report cited above. Here she is now, a 59-year-old woman, who again alleges to have been injured at work on 3/24/17. Appears she was rolling a fixture full of clothing when two of the four wheels came off and she fell into the fixture, or onto the fixture. But as a result, she believes she injured her neck, hands, and lower back, but did not go to the emergency room. Appears she had further evaluation, leading to what she understands to be problems from L1 through L4 and S1 through S4. She is not undergoing any surgery in this matter, period. Since evaluated here, she accepted radiofrequency ablation injections from Dr. Jarmain, J-A-R-M-A-I-N. The petitioner admits to injuring her lower back, moving a fixture in March of 2013. She did not indicate whether she sustained any subsequent injuries to the involved areas. Period. New paragraph. I was already in receipt of much of the documentation currently supplied. But amongst that which is newly available is answer to interrogatories, period. Additionally, on 1/19/18, she was seen by Dr. Jarmain. Period. This was to address injuries sustained on 2/16/15 and 3/24/17. Period, he noted the first injury was already evaluated by Dr. Gaffney on 7/11/16. Period, diagnoses were multi-level, bulging discs at L1-2, L2-3, L4-5, and L5-S1, semicolon persistent and progressive lumbar radiculopathy, semicolon status post multiple spine injections, including radiofrequency lesioning, semicolon, lumbar fibromyositis syndrome, semicolon, and chronic pain syndrome of the lumbar spine. But Dr. Gaffney offered an assessment of 52.5% partial total disability for the lumbar spine. Period. After Dr. Jarmain's evaluation, he offered an assessment of 25% partial total for chronic cervical strain and sprain, semicolon 32.5% of the right hand for post-traumatic right carpal tunnel syndrome confirmed on EMG and NCV studies, semicolon, as well as 77.5% partial total, which includes the previous 52.5% of partial total assigned by Dr. Gaffney on 7/11/16 for the lumbar spine. New paragraph on 9/21/20, she followed up with Dr. Jarmain, period. He recounted that on 7/14/17, he administered radiofrequency ablation bilaterally at L3, L4, and L5, after which she reported 100% low back pain for almost 3 years. Period, she returns this day complaining that her pain has recently started to worsen and was interested in undergoing another injection. Period. She did not convey any interim injuries. Period. Dr. Jarmain recommended repeat injections. Period. On 1/12/21, he did perform an interlaminar epidural injection in the lumbar spine. But in 5/4/21, he repeated this procedure. Period. On 6/15/21, he did another epidural again. Period. I do not see any reports relative to additional radiofrequency ablation procedures. Period. Our responses were monitored by Dr. Jarmain through 129.21. Sorry, make that 7/12/21. Period. She reported significant relief, including 100% relief of left posterior thigh pain from her previous lumbar injection on 5/4/21. Period. He also wrote radio frequency ablation was done almost 7 months ago, and the more recent series of epidural injections led to 50% relief of right lower back pain, a roughly 30 to 40% relief of central to left lower back pain, 30% relief of bilateral buttock pain, and 100% relief of left posterior thigh pain. Pretty concluded there was nothing further to do at this time. Pretty's going to monitor her progress over the next several months. Period. However, for now, she had reached maximum medical improvement. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper. Normal. Extremities lower. Normal. Spine cervical. Normal. She related having a history of vertigo when she moved her neck, but did not experience it currently. Parathoracic normal, lumbosacral. She changed positions fluidly, is able to squat and rise with support. She sat comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion, but actively flexed to 60 degrees. Period extension was volitionally and non-reproducibly limited to 15 degrees. Period bilateral rotation and sideband were accomplished fully. Period there was moderate tenors, palpation, and the midline from L4 through S1, as well as the left sciatic notch, but not the right. Supine straight leg raise maneuver on the left at 75 degrees. Elicited low back tenderness without radicular complaints. Period on the right at 90 degrees, no low back radicular complaints were elicited. Period impressions. Beverly Baldwin continues to allege she was injured at work on 3/24/17, as will be marked from my 12/15/17 report. Period since evaluated here. She received an award and then applied for a reopener. Period. She then returned to the care of Dr. Germain, who had previously instilled radiofrequency ablations. Period. The petitioner noted this left her pain-free for the last 3 years. Period. In the absence of a new injury, she reported increase in her symptoms. Period. Dr. Germain then instilled another series of radiofrequency ablations and lumbar and epidural steroid injections. Period. As of 7/12/21, he deemed she had reached maximum medical improvement. Period. New paragraph, the current examination found Ms. Baldwin had variable mobility about the lumbosacral spine. Period. She did not have clinical signs of radiculopathy or facet arthropathy or disc herniation on clinical exam. Period. She had intact sensation and strength in the lower extremities. Period. New paragraph. My opinions relative to permanency are the same as those previously described and will be marked. Period. And that's the end. Please try to remember this is a stat report. I will send an email just to confirm.